Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you have this issue too, making your wardrobe work until you're able to replace the pieces that don't suit your body shape? So Teresa said, "This is my big challenge. I've spent years curating an expensive wardrobe that doesn't flatter my body shape because it looked good on either the rail or on a shop assistant. I also need to get my colours done too. I know some colours that work, but not that full range. So a lot to do, but it comes down to money. As I'm writing this, I just don't know where to start first." So replacing a wardrobe, when you've gone and made some poor wardrobe choices, and this is because, and it's so common, I see this all the time, where people buy something because the sales assistant wore it. Now, the reason why the people in stores are wearing the merchandise is because it helps to sell it, even when it doesn't suit you necessarily, because you've seen it looking good on somebody else. And they may have a different body shape, they may have a different colouring, and they have a different personality too. And so you might get it home and think it's not really, really great. So my thing would be, the first place to start would be to save for that colour analysis. Because getting your colour analysis is the first place. Before you buy anything new, at least you know what palette you're going to be going with and so you'll be getting everything you buy then will work with the other things, so you'll be able to make more outfits out of fewer garments as you are gradually replacing things. The other thing I would look at is, of all the things you've bought, can you make some modifications to them to make them work for you? So could you take in some seams? So if you've bought, you know, flared skirts and you suit a straight shape, could you have the sides taken in so that they create that silhouette? So thinking about, could you make some modifications to the clothes that you own that you've already spent the money on to actually make them work for you? Now, if they're in the wrong colours, could you potentially dye them so that they're in the right colours? So, you know, we renovate houses, you know, all the time. You know, we can paint the walls, we can make all sorts of changes, yet we don't think about renovating our clothes in quite the same way. So I think, can you do some alterations? And sometimes, you know, if you haven't got the sewing skills, maybe finding a great alterations person, I know there can be a cost to that. And this is where sometimes learning to sew can be such a great thing to do. But figuring out, how could you make some changes to what you own so you feel good in those clothes? And as you gradually replace your wardrobe, that you replace it with pieces that really work for you. But I would start with a colour analysis. Honestly, it's just the best place to start before you shop for anything. Having that colour analysis, having that colour palette, just gives you such a good guide to help you when you are shopping. And it also just helps you make sure you are not going off the rails and that you are on the right track. Second question today comes from Carolyn, who says, "One of my biggest challenges is finding quality fabrics. Many shops and even the higher end shops now are filled with acrylic, rayon, polyester, spandex, etc. And it all looks frumpy, wrinkled mess on my body and feels uncomfortable. It's like a full-time job just trying to find quality basics with the neckline and hem length I want." Now, particularly if you are looking for basics, so A, start searching with a fabric fiber that you want. So say you want linen, a natural fiber or cotton, actually put that into the search term, because you'll actually find there are manufacturers out there or retailers, particularly online, that sell a lot, like that's one of their things, that they do a range in linen, or they do a range in bamboo, or they do a range in cotton. So, actually doing that, use that as a search term, whatever fiber it is that you are wanting. Or if you want silk, whatever natural fiber it is that you want. Also understand that sometimes a bit of a mix can be good. If you've got more of the natural and a small amount of something like elastane or lycra, which is the same thing, because it can give the garment some stretch and ease that makes it more comfortable to wear. So, you know, part of the reasons why synthetics have come in is that A, you know, they can be cheaper to produce. But B, also, that having a bit of polyester in your cotton means it doesn't wrinkle so much. 100% cotton wrinkles more easily. 100% linen wrinkles more easily. Sometimes a mix with a bit of an unnatural fiber can actually help to stop it from wrinkling so much. But too much of it, you get all the negatives of that synthetic fabric. But if you are really after natural fibers, I would be doing a search on that. Now, also too, is if you're really after just basics, particularly like, you know, knits and t-shirts and things like that, these are actually things that are quite simple to make yourself potentially. And so if you did a, you know, learn to sew course, you might actually be able to start making some of those basics, and you could choose the fabric that you actually want. So that's another thing as well, or having them made too, that if you're even looking at a, you know, a mid-range shop, you can often get things made by a dressmaker for a pretty similar price to what you might pay for in what I call these days a mid-range store, not the cheap end. And you don't have to go to the super expensive end, but in that mid-range, you can often get things made for quite a similar price. And then you get to choose your necklines and hemlines. Now, remember too, things like necklines can be changed often quite easily, particularly on knits and things like that. So there are options, but do start searching by fiber. I remember one day somebody, you know, I was doing a search on bamboo, and I suddenly found a plethora of, you know, stores selling what I'd call basics in those fibers. So do that as a search when you are, you know, trying to figure out where you can get things from. My last question today comes from Ruth, who says, I always put comfort over style. Now that I want to change this type of mentality, I am finding it challenging to put together a beautiful outfit. Most of the times I am not so happy with the result, but I wear them anyway, no time to change later. So this is an interesting thing. It's almost like there is an assumption that you can't be comfortable and be stylish at the same time, when you can. So part of it, though, is figuring out what does comfort mean to you. And I've talked about this before. Comfort, there's so many different ways of thinking about what is comfortable, whether it's, is it physically comfortable, as in does it scratch or itch? Is it too tight? Is it too loose? Then there is the kind of ease of movement version of comfortable. Can I move and stretch and bend and stuff in it? Now, I'm wearing a jacket that's made from linen, and it doesn't have a lot of stretch in it. So it is, you know, some people would say, oh, it's not comfortable. But to me, it's comfortable enough. I don't need my clothes, everything to be like athleisure or to be what I wear to the gym. So when I go to the gym, I wear the lycra. I wear the things that I can completely move in. But the rest of the time, I don't need that really high level of movement. But some people may too. Comfortable shoes too. Absolutely. So for some people, it's thinking about what makes a shoe comfortable. And this is why there is no one brand of shoes that is comfortable for everything. And this is one of the hardest things, because all our feet are unique. It can depend on the width of your feet, the length of your toes, the shape of your feet, all those things, how high your arch is. I've got flat feet, so I don't have issue with, you know, the top of a shoe. But I know people who've got high arches who will often find that the top of the shoe feels like it's pushing down on their foot. So those are things we want to think about. What makes something comfortable to us? And then go, well, what can I get those qualities in something that I would consider to be stylish? And also, what is stylish to you? So there's also mental and emotional comfortable, which I have talked about before. Does it feel like me? All those sorts of things as well. But often it's that physical comfort that we end up wearing things that are a bit sloppy or a bit frumpy, because it's that physical comfort, that the ease of movement and the, you know, that it bends and stretches with you, that's kind of a big driver. So it's then thinking about what does it comfort mean to me, and then how can I make an outfit that is comfortable still be stylish? And so what does stylish mean? Because if you're looking at a very structured version of what is stylish, that's never going to be as comfortable as something that may be a bit less structured. So it's figuring out what is the way that, you know, you can add style to an outfit. So even things like, you know, adding accessories makes all the difference. I always remember, and I've told this story before, I was standing at the gates of my daughter's preschool waiting for them to come out at the end of a session. This is many years ago. and chatting with one of the other mums there, and she said, oh, you always look so stylish. And I looked at her and what she was wearing, and I looked at what I was wearing, and we were both wearing a long sleeve knit t-shirt, you know, and a pair of jeans. The difference was she was wearing a sneaker and no other, you know, no other accessories, versus I was wearing a sparkly ballet flat and a statement necklace. And I went, this is the difference. I said, I have just accessorized in a slightly more, you know, leveled up, you know, of refinement way. And she hadn't even realized just what a simple thing by, you know, adding a necklace, adding a scarf, and not wearing a pair of, you know, chunky running sneakers, but instead wearing a slightly more refined shoes would make to the feel of the whole outfit. My ballet flats, not uncomfortable. For me, they were very, very comfortable shoes. I could walk around them for quite a long time. They didn't pinch my toes, none of those sorts of things. So it's finding a shoe that is comfortable for you, but is still not big and chunky and unstylish. It's finding, you know, the clothes, but also the accessories and what makes you comfortable, but how you can add a little bit of something to your outfit to make it stylish. And often rather than trying to make a wholesale choice and then feeling really uncomfortable in it and wanting to change, try changing a small little bit at a time. That can be the biggest things. Just making small little changes, and gradually over time your style will change. But again, looking for pieces, like, I mean, these days, when I was young, jeans, super uncomfortable because the denim had zero stretch in it. Nowadays, you can buy jeans with so much stretch in them that they are like wearing a pair of leggings. You know, but it's thinking about, even with a pair of jeans, is, are they a pair of jeans that's sloppy and it doesn't, don't fit you well, or are they a pair of jeans that does fit you well? So things like fit make a big difference as far as looking stylish. You know, the fabrics. So it could be, if you're feeling like you look rumpled really easily, it could be thinking about, maybe I need a fabric that doesn't crush. So one of the things I do when I walk into a store, say I'm, you know, like going to try this jacket on, I'll grab the fabric and I'll scrunch it in my hand and see if it scrunches and it's going to crinkle and crease really easily, or does it spring back? Because if I really dislike looking creased, I don't want to be buying clothes that are going to crease really easily. So doing the scrunch test when you're in a store before you buy something is also another good thing to think about. So there are some little tips and thoughts on, you know, how to actually become more comfortable. But, you know, we can be stylish and still be comfortable. Like, I really dislike being uncomfortable. The older I get, the less I like it. But I like to think that I have a certain sort of style. Even if it's a relaxed style, it can still be stylish. It does not have to be dressed up to the nines in high heels to be stylish. Thanks so much for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.